It's 8:40 this Tuesday morning, and lots of us have memberships at those warehouse clubs like Costco or Sam's Club, but is it worth it? Joining us live to help us understand this, Scott Gamm, who's the personal finance contributor at TheStreet.com. Scott, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Now, these are amazing stores. They have everything in the world, and they usually have it in very large quantities. And people sometimes wonder, do they really make sense for the average consumer? What's your sense of it?
Well, they do, but you have to be smart about it, as is the case with any time you're shopping. We just did a story that talked about a new study from a website called Cheapism that actually bought 19 items that were pretty representative of what a typical family would buy across many different categories. They bought them at Costco and then other traditional retail stores like Best Buy, Kohl's, Bed Bath & Beyond, and they found that, you know, collectively the basket of goods was 25% cheaper. So in this case, it amounted to a savings of $400. So, you know, it really shows that, you know, whether you're buying in bulk or whether you're buying an electronic, vacuum cleaner, a TV, you're going to save some money by going to Costco.
So, Scott, I'm wondering, is there any item or group of items that don't make any sense to buy in bulk like this?
Absolutely, but you really need to factor in a few other things, first of which is your family size. I mean, if you're buying, you know, produce at Costco, so 10 pounds of apples, for example, was one of the items that was purchased, you know, you're going to save money by doing it, you know, that there than going to Kroger. But, you know, you have to think to yourself, well, can my family consume that many apples, you know, in a certain period of time before they go stale? Because one of the other things that people were worried about by shopping at places like Costco was the sizes of the items were so big that they ended up wasting them and having to throw out stuff. So it's certainly never financially wise to, you know, pay for stuff that you're not going to use.
Now, Costco's not the only store out there. You got BJ's and then you've got, you know, Sam's Club, which is part of the Walmart organization. Any one of these stores seem to do better for consumers generally than the other?
So the study only looked at Costco versus traditional retail outlets, but, you know, just anecdotally, I mean, you know, ultimately these warehouse stores typically have membership fees in the beginning, yearly membership fees. And, you know, with the savings, it really only takes one large shopping trip to recoup those costs. So for the majority of consumers out there, you know, it pays to really join one of these clubs, you know, depending on which one is closest to you. And ultimately, just be selective about what you buy there. You know, don't necessarily go there for everything on your list, but, you know, use warehouse stores to sort of complement your shopping instead of, you know, replacing specific stores.
Yes, we all need 400 rolls of toilet paper.
Clearly. And I, you know what, I always end up buying more than I want anyway.
Aren't you embarrassed when you have that in your basket, though? You're going to use that much?
Hey, Scott, great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Scott Gamm is, he's personal finance contributor at TheStreet.com.